Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Gold. I am Thayim Rezekas Nedarim Daf Yud Zayin. The second paragraph of Ve'eil Mutarim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission states Yesh Neder Betoch Neder. A Neder can take effect during the term of another Neder. Ve'ein Shvua Betoch Shvua. But a Shvua cannot take effect within the term of another Shvua. How so? If one says Harini Nazrim Ochel, Harini Nazrim Ochel, I'm hereby a Nazir. If I eat this bread, I'm hereby a Nazir. If I eat this bread and he eats it, chayv al kol achas v'achas. He's chayv to observe a term of naziris for each and every one of his nadarim. The Ron explains that the second nazir declaration can take effect even while the person is already a nazir, but it doesn't actively begin until he completes his first naziris. But if one says, shvua, shvua ochel, shvua, shvua ochel, a shvua that I will not eat this bread, a shvua that I will not eat this bread, and he eats it, eno chayv al achas. He's only chayv for one violation. The Ron explains that this is based on the principle of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. A Shvua cannot take effect on another Shvua. Point number two, the Gemara records a machlokes about the parameters of this halacha. Rav Huna says, Hoshanu el da'amar hini nazir hayom hini nazir l'machar. They only taught this regarding a case where he declared, I'm hereby nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby nazir tomorrow. D'amigo d'kamitos v'yoma yisera chayl naziros al naziros. For since an extra day is added, the second naziros can take effect upon the first naziros. Because each naziros term is 30 days, starting a second naziros tomorrow would dictate that it's ending one day later than the first. This allows the second naziros to take effect, although practically he cannot begin it until after the first naziros is completed. Aval amar harini nazir hayom, harini nazir hayom. But if he said, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir today, ein chal naziros al naziros. The second naziros cannot take effect upon the first naziros. Since no extra time is added in the second naziros, it has no way of taking effect. Shmuel disagrees and says, afilu amar harini nazir hayom, harini nazir hayom. Even if he said, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir today, chal naziros aled, the second naziros takes effect upon him. He holds that a second naziros is able to take effect while he's a nazir, even without adding any time in the second declaration. The Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph will provide a scriptural source for this halacha. And pointing with it, the Gemara here seeks to explain how Rav Huna would explain the parallel case of Shvuah, since he holds that a second Naziris is only effective where he said, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir L'machar. And answers, it's where he first said, Shvuah Ochel Te'enim, I swear I will not eat figs. B'chaz v'amr Shvuah Shvuah Ochel Te'enim Ma'anavim. And then said, I swear I will not eat figs and dates. L'chayla, that the second Shvuah does not take effect. The Ron explains in his preferred explanation that the second Shvuah means to specifically prohibit eating both figs and grapes, but not either one alone. This amounts to the second Shvuah partially overlapping as first by prohibiting already forbidden figs and is thus parallel to the case of Naziris in which the second Naziris overlaps 29 days that were already forbidden by the first Naziris. The Gemara brings Rabba who disagrees and holds that the second Shvuah not to eat figs and grapes would take effect since it's able to take effect regarding the grapes. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Yesh Neder Betoch Neder, a Neder can take effect during the term of another Neder Ve'ein Shvuah Betoch Shvuah, but a Shvuah cannot take effect within the term of another Shvuah. How so? If one says, Harini Nazrim Ochel, Harini Nazrim Ochel, I'm hereby a Nazir. If I eat this bread, I'm hereby a Nazir. If I eat this bread and he eats it, Chayv al kol achas v'achas. He's chayv to observe a term of Naziris for each and every one of his Nadarim. The Ron explains that the second Nazir declaration can take effect even while the person is already a Nazir, but it doesn't actively begin until he completes his first Naziris. But if one says, Shvua, Shvua Ochel, Shvua, Shvua Ochel, a Shvua that I will not eat this bread, a Shvua that I will not eat this bread, and he eats it, eno chayv el achas. He's only chayv for one violation. The Ron explains that this is based on the principle of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. A Shvua cannot take effect on another Shvua. Point number two, the Gemara records a machlokes about the parameters of this halacha. Rav Huna says, Hoshanu el da'amar hini nazir hayom hini nazir l'machar. They only taught this regarding a case where he declared, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir tomorrow. D'amigo d'kamitos v'yoma yisera chayl naziros al naziros. For since an extra day is added, the second naziros can take effect upon the first naziros. Because each naziros term is 30 days, starting a second naziros tomorrow would dictate that it's ending one day later than the first. This allows the second naziros to take effect, although practically he cannot begin it until after the first naziros is completed. Aval amar harini nazir hayom, harini nazir hayom. But if he said, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir today, ein chal naziros al naziros. The second naziros cannot take effect upon the first naziros. Since no extra time is added in the second naziros, it has no way of taking effect. Shmuel disagrees and says, afilu amar harini nazir hayom, harini nazir hayom. Even if he said, I'm hereby nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby nazir today, chal naziris aled, the second naziris takes effect upon him. He holds that a second naziris is able to take effect while he's a nazir, even without adding any time in the second declaration. The Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph will provide a scriptural source for this halacha. And pointing with you, the Gemara here seeks to explain how Rav Huna would explain the parallel case of Shavuos, since he holds that a second Naziris is only effective where he said, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir L'Machar. And the answer is, it's where he first said, Shul Ochel Te'enim, I swear I will not eat figs, because Va'amar Shavuos Shul Ochel Te'enim Va'anavim. And then said, I swear I will not eat figs and dates, L'Chayla, that the second Shavuos does not take effect. The Ran explains in his preferred explanation that the second Shavuos means to specifically prohibit eating both figs and grapes, but not either one alone. This amounts to the second Shavuot partially overlapping as first by prohibiting already forbidden figs and is thus parallel to the case of Naziris in which the second Naziris overlaps 29 days that were already forbidden by the first Naziris. The Gemara brings Rabbah who disagrees and holds that the second Shavuot not to eat figs and grapes would take effect since it's able to take effect regarding the grapes. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Zayin and our standard Siman is a used car salesman. A used car salesman. So here goes. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car. I'm a nazir today if I buy this car. And then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car. Didn't know what to say when the salesman responded, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon. Followed by, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon or a bad apple. Once again, slow motion. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman, that must be on Daf Yud Zayin. The customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Yesh neder betoch neder, a neder can take effect during the term of another neder, vein shvu betoch shvu, but a shvu cannot take effect within the term of another shvu. How so? If one says, Harini nazir ima ochel, Harini nazir ima ochel, I'm hereby a nazir if I eat this bread. I'm hereby a nazir if I eat this bread. And he eats it, chayv al kolachos v'achis. He's chayv to observe a term of naziris for each and every one of his nadarim. The Ran explains that the second nazir declaration can take effect even while the person is already a nazir, but it does not actively begin until he completes his first naziris. So, the customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, and then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car, which reminds us, Rav Huna says, they only tell this halacha of yesh neder betoch neder regarding a case where he declared, I'm hereby a nazir today, and then said, I'm hereby a nazir tomorrow, for since an extra day is added, the second naziris can take effect upon the first naziris. Because each naziris term is 30 days, starting a second naziris tomorrow would dictate that it's ending one day later than the first. This allows the second naziris to take effect, although practically, he cannot begin it until after the first naziris is completed. So, the customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, and then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car, didn't know what to say when the salesman responded, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon, followed by, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon, or a bad apple, which reminds us, Rav Huna would explain that the parallel case of Shavuos is where he first said, Shul ochel te'enim, I swear I will not eat figs, v'chaz v'amr Shavuos shul ochel te'enim v'anabim, and then said, I swear I will not eat figs and dates, that the second Shavuos does not take effect. The Ran explains in his preferred explanation that the second Shavuos means to specifically prohibit eating both figs and grapes, but not either one alone. So once again, the customer who tried to get rid of the pushy used car salesman by declaring, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, I'm a nazir today if I buy this car, and then desperately tried again by pledging, and I'm a nazir tomorrow if I buy this car, didn't know what to say when the salesman responded, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon, followed by, I swear I will not sell you a car that's a lemon, or a bad apple. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach hazara. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy, that must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought a live bechor in as a prop for his pshat on Harei Alayka Bechor, which reminds us, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis on base brought a braisa, which taught, if one says, Harei Alayka Bechor, this meat is like a bechor towards me. Rabbi Yaakov forbids the meat to devour, but Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yehuda permits because a bechor is a davar aser, inherently prohibited from birth, not a davar nadir. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov forbids meat since the pasuk says Lashem, and there's a mitzvah to verbally consecrate the bechor. So the extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought in a live bechor in as a prop for his pshetel on Hari Alaikabakor, tried to get out of speaking by declaring Konum my mouth, which speaks to you. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel on base states, if one says Konum pi medaberimcha, Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, or my hand which works with you, or my foot which walks with you, then neder is valid and his fen is forbidden to benefit from these activities. The Gemara wonders how such a neder can be effective since nedarim do not take effect on activities since they aren't tangible. The Gemara answers the Mishnah speaking of one who said, let my mouth be forbidden for my speaking with you, or my hand should be forbidden for their working with you, or my feet should be forbidden for their walking with you. He thus declared a neder on tangible items, which is effective. So the extremely nervous bar mitzvah boy who brought a live bechor in as a prop for his pshato on Hari Alaika Bechor tried to get out of speaking by declaring Konum my mouth, which speaks to you, and then wasn't sure if he could eat at the Suda because he blurted out, that which I eat of yours is like Chazir, which reminds us. The first mission, the second parak begins, Ve'el Mutarin, these are the vows that are permitted, meaning ineffective. Among this list is one who says, Kibasar Chazir, your food should be like pork to me, or like Avodas Kochavim, and several other examples. These illustrate the concept that one who makes a neder of hatpasa, linking, in which he declares an item to be like a forbidden one, it must be done with a davra nadur, a vowed item, meaning one which became prohibited through vowing, and not a davra asura, an item inherently forbidden. Daf Yadal, so the simmer Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Amar's juggler, that must be more in Daf Yadal, hand. The Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you are forbidden to me like my mother, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis had stated, one who says to his wife, Hariat Alai Ke'ima, you are forbidden to me like my mother, posting a Pesach Mamach Macher. We make an opening, a Het and a Darim for him from elsewhere as a basis for annulling the nether, Shul Yako Rosh Hakach, so he will not take such matters lightly. Although the nether is not valid, since his mother is a Dabra Aser, an inherently forbidden entity, he is required in the Rabbanan to seek an annulment of his nether, so he should not come to be lenient in a case where he used a proper Dabra Nadur. The Gemara Nardah brings a contradictory Brisa and then resolves the contradiction. So the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you are forbidden to me, like my mother, was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a sefer Torah, in which he swore, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Hanoter b'Torah lo amar klum, one who vows by the Torah, he has said nothing, but Masha Kasimba, the Vav Kayamin, if he swears by that which is written therein, his words are effective because he's swearing by Hashem's name, which is written in the Torah. The Gemara clarifies that the Brisa is speaking where he's holding the Torah in his hand, in which case we say even by simply saying B'masha Kasaba, the Daita Askar Shaba, his mind is on the names of Hashem written in it. So the Amar's juggler, who had pointed his juggling pins at his wife and said, you're forbidden to me like my mother, was unable to protect himself from the juggling balls she threw at him, because in one hand he held a sefer Torah in which he swore, while he used his other hand to hold open his eyes to prevent sleep today, lest he sleep tomorrow, which reminds us. The Gemara says, if one says, Konum einai b'sheina hayom im ishan l'makar, my eyes are konum for sleep today. If I sleep tomorrow, Rav Yudah says, in the name of Rav, al yishan hayom shema yishan l'makar. He may not sleep today, although sleeping today is thus far permitted, for perhaps he'll sleep tomorrow and cause the previous day's sleep to be in violation of his nether. Rav Nachman argues, yishan hayom v'alo chayshin in shema yishan l'makar. He can sleep today, and we're not concerned that he'll sleep tomorrow. Daf Tezvav, so the simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. The fruit bowl balanced on top of the head of a man, trying to stay awake because he said, Konum on my sleep, which reminds us, Ravina said that if someone simply said, Konum Shani B'Shena, Konum on my sleep, without referencing his eyes, although the neder is not valid because sleep is intangible, Midirabban, it is an effective neder and he's still subject to Oyechel Dvaro. So the fruit bowl bounced on top of the head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konum on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkot, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a challenge to Rav Yudah from a Mishnah which states that if one says to his wife, that which you benefit from me is forbidden till Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, if she went before Pesach, then she's forbidden in its benefits until Pesach. The Gemara will clarify the question and bring an answer. So the fruit bowl balanced on top of a head of a man trying to stay awake because he said, Konum on my sleep, was snatched by his angry wife who decided to bring it as a gift and visit her father's house before Sukkot because she was upset with him for making another neder on something he was obligated to her, midoraisa, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudal Amabes had said that one who says to his wife, konam my relations with you, the neder is effective. The Gemara here asks, but he's midaraisa obligated to her, as it's written, shere ksusa v'onasa lo yikra, her food, her clothing, and her time, referring to marital relations, he cannot reduce. So how then can the neder take effect? The Gemara explains that he said, the benefit of your relations is forbidden upon me, in which case the neder is effective, although he effectively forbids her in having relations with him. The Ron explains that he's able to prohibit his own benefit, which is in his control, because he's not directly prohibiting her benefit. Daf Tezayin. So the symbol Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat with big toes. Acrobat with big toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. Toes. The acrobat with big toes who told his worried mother, I will eat, I will eat. Shvuah shel ochal, which reminds us, Abai said, that a shvuah shel ochal can be understood in two different ways, either that he will eat, or he will not eat, depending on the context. If he was being pressured to eat, and he said, I'll eat, I will eat, and he said further, I swear, she'ochal, then it means that I will eat, in accordance with what he was saying. So the acrobat with big toes who told his worried mother, I will eat, I will eat, shvuah she'ochal, swung high above a sukkah where someone who swore he would violate the mitzvah sat inside. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, v'chomer menedarim b'shvuos, and this is an area in which nedarim are more chamor than shvuos. If someone said, konam a sukkah that I make, or a lulav that I take, or tefillin that I put on, menedarim asu b'shvuos mutter. In the case of menedarim, he's forbidden to those items, but in the case of shvuos, the oath is not valid, and he's permitted. She'ein nishmain l'avor aha mitzvos, because one cannot affect an oath to transgress a mitzvah. So the acrobat with big toes who told his worried mother, I will eat, shvuah shel ochal, swung high above a sukkah where someone who swore he would violate the mitzvah sat inside, while a man who made a neder and said, the sukkah is forbidden upon me, stood outside. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mishna neder, what is different about a neder that it's valid even when it contradicts a mitzvah? Because it's written, if a man makes a vow to Hashem, he shall not desecrate his word. And the juxtaposition of Hashem to lo yachel dvaro teaches that even a neder made against Hashem's mitzvahs is valid and cannot be desecrated. The Ron explains that it's more reasonable to assume that the word Hashem in the pasuk is teaching that a neder is effective even when made against mitzvahs, because a neder prohibits entities, in this case a sukkah, which only indirectly disables him from fulfilling his mitzvah. A shvuah, on the other hand, prohibits a person in activities which would directly contradict his obligation to fulfill his mitzvah. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn that one cannot swear to violate a mitzvah, such as swearing not to sit in a sukkah? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 2, which daf do we learn that Ravina says that if someone said konam on my sleep, mid the rabbanan, the nether is effective even though sleep is intangible? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn that yesh nether betoch nether? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4, which daf do we learn a nether works if one said konam my mouth from speaking with you? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5, which daf of Malchoch is in a case where someone says, my eyes are konam for sleep today if I sleep tomorrow? That's on daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn that one can make a nether to forbid a sukkah to himself since a nether is on an object? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn according to Rav Huna, the case of shvuah betoch shvuah is where he said, a shvuah I will not eat figs, a shvuah I will not eat figs and dates. That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 8, which daf do we discuss a case where a man said to his wife, that which you benefit from me is forbidden until Pesach, if you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn that Rav Huna says the case of yesh neder betoch neder is where one says, I'm a nazir today if I eat this bread, I'm a nazir tomorrow if I eat this bread? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that shvuah shel ochel can be interpreted in two ways depending on context? That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu. Wish you a great day and great learning.